Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday night, October 17th, 2025, 14 minutes past the hour. It is a chilly Friday night, 60 degrees. Matt Morgan back with us after seeing Slimer last week. Same thing. Nobody knows either one of these people, but it's good to have him back in the studio. And, boy, interesting topics galore this Friday. Larry Barnett in this morning with Brian Egler talking about the Prospect Park levy coming up this coming November, right around the corner, November 4th. And Dr. Amy Acton makes her first appearance on the program, not her last, because she announced this morning that Tuesday she will be on after the League of Women Voters, 10:15 until 10:45 live, doing an interview. So I am excited. Now, Amy Acton talked a lot about her, didn't do interviews. Well, she did it. So now I can't complain. I've got to be quiet about Amy Acton at this point.
Well, that's good, I guess. Like I said earlier, I think having the interview is always better than not having the interview. Talking is always better than not talking.
I'm just interested. She brings out very interesting. You remember the conversation we had about, do people know who she is? Yes, they do. They definitely know who she is, and they have very strong feelings about her, both ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, yeah. A lot of people knew who she was, I'll give you that, but it's more so like people, like, it's just people know her from COVID. I don't know, let's see, you were... So I just figure that maybe they associate her with bad feelings. COVID was not a good time for a lot of people.
But a lot of people like how she handled it. And you got to remember, Mike DeWine won a second term after COVID. And that's essentially how people ran against him.
Mike DeWine got the rough end of the deal on that one.
Yeah, but he won.
Well, he did. I guess he did good. But
I don't know. You know, listen. People have very strong feelings about her against, but very strong feelings for. So I don't know. I don't know how that works for you. I thought you cannot say she was not well spoken. You cannot say that she didn't answer the questions. She did not know what I was going to talk to her about, and I think she came across likable.
Well, yeah. I mean, she did good. I'm not saying she didn't do good.
She certainly didn't do anything that was going to hurt her.
I think that she did better than Vivek, I guess. I mean, Vivek didn't do bad. I think he spoke well I think he spoke well also, but I don't think he said anything. I think he just kind of talked to him. I think the only question that I really remember him answering was when you asked him directly about Lake Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. I look forward to the interview. Tuesday is going to be a big night. You got the League of Women Voters 7:30 to 9:30. You've got the Amy Acton live interview 10:15 to 10:45.
Oh,
it's
good.
A big night. Big night. Here on the station. Only here on Marion's number one station. The only paper, the only station in which the mayor gives quotes from to the Marion Star.
You know, I think that's still my favorite, I think that's my favorite newspaper article I've ever read at this point.
That's pretty good. Went after the auditor. I'll tell you, they go after people, but whatever. That's showbiz. Does anybody have any thoughts on the Amy Acton interview earlier? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But, you know, we're past the pandemic, but people still have very strong feelings. I don't know what she represents to people, but it's interesting. And clearly...
Well, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, clearly people like her, or she could not get this far in the Democratic Party. Somebody would have batted her down. And the polls that I am seeing, I mean, there are not a whole lot of them, but they are neck and neck. Now, think about that in Ohio.
Yeah, but I don't know. I
don't think she's a long shot.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I still think it's an uphill battle at this point. I mean, like, she has name recognition, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there are people. I mean, yes, I think there are a good number of people who think that that her and DeWine handled COVID well. But, you know, I don't know that everybody else. Well, I don't know. I guess I don't know how big each group is, I suppose.
I just think Vivek's going to have trouble.
Wow.
In the rural counties where he needs to do well.
Why?
Because there still is a twinge of the... I just don't see a whole lot of people in Morrow County and down by the river in Cincinnati voting for Vivek Ramaswamy. You think that's not going to be a problem?
I really don't.
I'll
see
be
the
telling you election night.
Problem. Like,
oh, I do.
Like what? I don't. It's a name. What? I don't understand. He ran for president. I mean, he was born in Ohio. I mean, he's an Ohioan.
I'm not denying that.
Like, I mean,
are you going to tell me that you believe, much like with misogynism, you just think it's just happenstance we've never had a female governor? You just think it's happenstance all the governors have been white? That's just the way it was?
I just find it hard to believe, I guess.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Britney Spears. Any chance you can hear me? You're kind of faint.
No, we're coming in loud. You're a little faint, but we can hear you.
Calling from the gym, of course.
I hear that.
You know what I think of that quack. So, I don't think...
See, strong feelings, just as I said.
I mean, she's totally fake. This is an evil monster, as far as I'm concerned, who shut down businesses, caused financial ruin, brainwashed people, well overused her authority. I appreciate greatly that she came on. Amy, if you're listening, thank you for coming on. It doesn't matter what I think about you. I'm pleased you came on. You were very gracious, but I don't want you in the governor's mansion, anywhere near the governor's mansion.
No,
wouldn't be a long move, Scott. I think she lives in Bexley, where the course of mansion is, but hopefully she'll stay in that part of Bexley.
No, I think it's interesting, though, because I think the opinion that you're expressing is what fascinates me about her. I can't think of anybody who people have such strong feelings about both ways. I mean, I did not realize. I mean, the interview I did with her today, which was not even really the interview. The interview will happen Tuesday night. She was just coming up.
It's kind of a surprise. It's when, you know, the webmaster told me that when he was uploading to the website, he hadn't heard that hour. I think he was... I'm not sure what he was doing, but saw that Acton was on. It's like, my goodness, even it was almost like Geraldo. It was this big coup that you had, Scott.
Yeah, and I think the big coup is Tuesday night, that she's doing a live interview for 30 minutes following the League of Women Voters. She'll have a tremendous audience because the League of Women Voters always brings in a tremendous audience. And it's a very good thing. And I think it's fascinating because I did not... Vivek was on back in April, I believe, and did not get nearly the response that she got. So that's interesting to me.
But ironically, I guess, you would think he would also elicit a response, but he wasn't the person who brainwashed, you know, a supposedly conservative governor into putting people out of work, losing their business they've spent their lifetime nurturing, possibly a family business, closing down schools, churches, the clubs, etc. There's the reason. I mean, Vivek certainly has he has an arrogance, which I think probably goes over the top a few times, but he is self-made, he's young, he's confident in what he does, he comes across as likable, but hard-headed at the same time. Obviously, he's very smart. So, the opinions certainly on my end are mixed. You know, things I like about him, things I don't like about him, but that applies to most politicians.
Well, all I guess I'm saying is it's very interesting for everybody who's got a very negative opinion of her. There's almost someone right there to combat that with a very positive opinion. And that is very unusual in any political candidate. I cannot remember a gubernatorial candidate having such hot, scalding hot, and ice-cold opinions about the same person.
I mean, you know what I think about her, but in case anybody doesn't, I reminded them. This is someone who, again, has caused people to go out of work, lose a business. Even if I agreed with the severity of COVID, I would not agree with what she brainwashed DeWine into doing. And obviously, I don't believe that. But even if I did, again, I'm of the opinion, if you don't feel safe going into a business or running your business, don't do it. But don't you dare tell me that I can't. Don't you dare tell me what's an essential business. And again, as I mentioned, it's so distressing that she brainwashed DeWine, a veteran politician, a lawyer, and a Republican.
Well, see, I think the problem...
I never quite understood that. That relationship.
Well, see, the thing here's where I think a lot of people are going to part ways on what you're saying, is that you can say that she brainwashed DeWine, but DeWine has been in politics longer than anybody, and this is the end of his career. He chose her for the job before he knew there was going to be a pandemic,
right.
And he brought her, he's the one who put her on television, and had he disagreed with her, he could have gotten rid of her at any point, which he did not, and he's the one who signed the executive orders. Amy Acton did not have the power to sign the executive orders, he did.
There's the irony, you would not think that. This is the same guy that caused great controversy among the very pro-choice people like myself. Remember, I'm independent, you know. I'm always quite know if I might sit to the left or the right, but people would say that on abortion, I'm very far to the left with the heartbeat bill and all that controversy. And then he's going on and saying that unless you're business A or a business A, business B, you're not essential, you must shut down today.
Yeah, but I guess my point is...
You do not know the swear words came out of my mouth, Scott, when he said the gyms were closed.
Yeah, but I understand.
You would not want to, I'm sure you can imagine, but you would not want to know what was going through my mind.
Right, but I guess my point is I think that's more of a DeWine issue because he didn't have to do it. And I think that's also a more of a legislature issue because they did not have to go along with it. They could have overruled his executive order. So, I mean, at the time, they did what they did. So I think to lay this all at her doorstep would not be the correct thing to do. And I do think that those laws, by the way, stayed in place long after she was gone. She resigned, and those laws stayed in place.
I would think DeWine would be an independent thinker. You know, the whole thing doesn't really make a lot of sense. You know, you just know how disgusted I am by it. I make no secret. And again, it's a multi-level thing. Even if I agree this was the worst pandemic in a zillion years, I still would not agree with shutting down businesses. Obviously, the argument would not be as strong. It's like saying, I don't agree with mandatory seatbelts. But you should wear one because they work. I wear mine. So it's not a very strong argument, but it's reasonable, as I have libertarian types of beliefs.
Well, I guess...
it's a complete scam, Scott.
Yeah, but I guess here's what I'm saying.
You may not agree with me, but that's what I feel. If I didn't think that, even if I thought that masks would have 100% mitigation rate against COVID, I still would not support requiring them to be worn.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is, unless there is another pandemic, and unless there is another issue like there was at that time, I really don't think by the time we get to next November, that's going to be an issue for her. I think that they have issues, both of these candidates, but I don't think that's going to be one of them. Because I think if you are somebody who did not agree with how the pandemic was handled, you probably are not, never thought of voting for her. This election's going to be won by the independents, and it's what the independents think, and it's going to be who comes up with the best idea.
I would agree. It's people like me, probably, are the voice. You know, I always vote, so I would definitely agree with that.
Right, and I would say that...
I do want to thank Amy for, you know, there's no doctor. She's a quack. Oh, she's lucky I call her Amy. Out of respect, you know, for her education, regardless of whether it's legitimate, and for being on the show, I want to thank her for coming on today and for coming on Tuesday. I also want to congratulate Anthony on being endorsed by Mary Ellen. That's a tremendous honor, one that he is taking seriously, and he darn well should. So.
Yeah, but I guess my point is,
very proud of Anthony for being endorsed by Mary Ellen. That's a bigger honor in Marion probably doesn't exist.
Right. But what I think is, if you go back in time here, I think what you're going to find is that for everything, for those independent voters that people don't like about Amy Acton, I think Vivek Ramaswamy, is Trump going to be a hindrance to him? Because nobody is more closely associated with Trump, who's running for office right now, than Vivek Ramaswamy. And if he becomes a liability, which he is for a lot of people right now, you don't see Vivek running those Donald Trump endorse me commercials right now, because the popularity is down. And if the independents turn on him for that...
The ethnicity, Scott, which is not an issue to me. In fact, I think it's cool.
You got it right, ethnicity.
Someone,
I agree.
Someone who's not an OWG, old white guy, which is an Adam term. DeWine's an OWG, nothing wrong with that, as he has great technical qualifications, but he's term limited, plus he's pushing 80, although he's very alert. I mean, he's got many years left as an attorney, as a consultant, whatever. I mean, he still has many contributions to society, which I look forward to experiencing. But Vivek being... And being Indian, and Amy being Jewish and being female, which of those demographics do you think is a potentially bigger hindrance? I agree.
I don't think being Jewish is a hindrance at all. I don't think Jewish is a hindrance at all.
Now that's interesting.
No.
You think the female is a bigger hindrance?
Yes.
To getting voters who are drawn to an OWG or at least a European ancestry male.
Yes. I don't think most people who go to vote know what the religion is of their candidate.
I think it's pretty...
What's Mike DeWine's religion?
DeWine is definitely Christian.
Is he?
I believe so.
See, you don't know, though. As I say, I don't think that most people know for sure.
He has certainly injected religion into much of what he's done.
What religion was Nan Whaley?
I don't know.
What religion was Rich Cordray?
I don't know.
Dick Celeste?
Comes across to me as not being super religious, so I would say he's maybe a more liberal Protestant, United Methodist, Episcopalian, but not super religious. If I were to guess, that's what I would say, but I don't know for sure.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think people really know. I don't think that's as big an issue anymore as other things. And I think that, but I certainly think we've never had a female governor. We've never had a governor that was non-white. So those are trouble.
Right, so you would say the Jewish is not be an issue.
Maybe.
Female more than being Asian?
Female more than being Asian. No. No, because I think it's the party affiliation that's a problem. I think it would be less of a problem for Democrats. I think Republican, she is going to win Franklin County. She is going to win Cincinnati and she's going to win Toledo. She's going to win the Cleveland area. She's going to win those areas like Democrats always do. Can Vivek win the rural counties, which the Republican has to do, at a rate that he can beat her? And being a non-white person is a big problem in those counties. And that's where he's going to suffer his biggest problem. If she was running in the Republican Party, I don't think the Republicans have a big issue with women, but I will tell you, I certainly think there is an issue. I mean, where do you think Vivek Ramaswamy, Joe Blystone line up on anything?
Right. Well, Joe Blystone is a white man.
No, but I mean, do you think that Joe Blystone?
I wouldn't call him old, but I mean, he's middle aged.
You think Joe Blystone would be all in on Vivek Ramaswamy?
I think so. Yes.
Oh, I don't. Not a chance.
So you think that Joe would gravitate toward his own ancestry, that is presumably Western European?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think Joe Blystone, who did not have any political experience either, lines up politically with Vivek Ramaswamy.
Aren't they both pretty conservative?
I'm not sure Vivek Ramaswamy's conservative. I'm not sure what he has said yet.
I would say Blystone is more conservative, but they certainly gravitate to the right.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they're both Republican. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Donald Trump endorsed Vivek before this thing even got off the ground. DeWine has not endorsed anybody. Matter of fact, I think DeWine is ticked. And see, that's a problem as well. Because I don't care what people think DeWine has done or doesn't do. He does have a voter base in the Republican Party, or he wouldn't be governor for two terms. And it can be smaller than Donald Trump's, but let's say Donald Trump has 30% of the Republican Party, or let's say Donald Trump has 50% and DeWine has 30%. Well, if DeWine does not throw his weight behind Vivek, you know, listen, there are a lot of people who supported what DeWine did during COVID. And if they go Acton's way rather than Vivek's, you can kiss that gubernatorial ship goodbye for Vivek.
I just hope he doesn't win, Scott. I certainly, I'm not a fan club member of Vivek. There are many things I like about the guy. He's self-made. He speaks very well. Again, he's his arrogance. I think he's going to get the best of him. He seemed to have done that in the debate. He's certainly sharp. He has many good on-paper qualities.
We'll see.
Neither has really an elected political office experience, where they're so different from DeWine or Cordray with this lifetime of political service.
We'll see. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
So what is your cohort, the man with the golden hair, have to say about all this?
I don't know. Matt, what do you think?
I think that as far as the whole, I mean, okay. You guys talked for a minute there.
Did you zone out?
Man, I heard Scott fine. I can barely hear you.
If we go like all the way back to the beginning when you guys were talking about the whole like brainwashing of DeWine or whatever. I mean,
yeah, that's how I see it, because yeah, he's had a history of being quite conservative.
But DeWine put her in the office.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense, Matt.
Well, obviously he thought she was a good candidate. Otherwise, I don't think he would have picked her.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe brainwashing isn't the right term, but that's what it looks like from where I stand.
Do you think DeWine would have picked somebody who he felt was incompetent or not qualified to do the job?
Yeah, with DeWine, Matt, I respect his lifetime of service. I think, he comes across as a nice, likable guy. I've not met him, but I feel I have through the station's interaction. He comes across as a good, down-to-earth guy. I mean, he's cool. He's part owner of a baseball team. I mean, he has good qualities as a man. But it's like he can't win with Adam on a left-wing leaning, like abortion. He can't lean with Adam on a right-wing leaning, like Coke. So it's like, other than liking him as a man and respecting his service and his education, what is there that Adam would find appealing about him? Which is, I guess that's politics for you.
Oh, by the way,
he doesn't always have textbook logic.
By the way, I did look it up out of curiosity, and Joe Blystone has, in fact, he expressed skepticism and criticized Vivek Ramaswamy for, I guess he questioned Ramaswamy's conservative credentials.
See, I didn't even know he did that.
Yeah, I don't know. Joe has sold his business and moved out of state because I follow him on Facebook, so I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying that Joe Blystone voter, which in that primary, that Republican primary, was something close to 20%, that vote, I don't think Vivek Ramaswamy gets. And if he doesn't get that, that's a big problem for him.
We might have our first female governor.
Very well could.
I don't know. I mean, we've certainly had governors I've not been fond of before. Another one is a big friend of the station, Ted. Certainly hardly a fan, but I respect that he comes on and talks to you. He comes across as a nice guy, but I don't have to like him politically.
Well, let me ask you this. I know it's
someone who's been people's lives being affected very detrimentally, and I have a serious problem with that.
I have a question for you, Adam.
You know.
I have a question. My question is,
I hear you, okay.
Yeah, but I want to ask you.
I want to ask you a question here.
My question is, and I know it's hard for you to put the pandemic out of your head for a second, but put it out of your head.
I call it a scam.
Whatever. Whatever. Let's not talk about
it. Just call it the COVID situation.
Okay. Whatever. Just put that out for a second. Put that out of your head. Put that out of your head, because that isn't going on right now. So that is not a political issue.
It has after effects that are going to affect.
Okay, that's fine.
For a long time.
But it's not currently happening now, so you got to lay that on DeWine. He was the governor. He's not running again. So my point is that if you take that out of the equation, who do you line up with more, Vivek or Amy Acton?
I'm not overly impressed with the way Acton speaks. And Vivek, as a self-made person, I would gravitate toward him. I don't know.
That's how you choose the governor, how they speak?
Well, I'm going by what I know, Scott. Honestly, I don't know a lot about Acton's stances, and she didn't really seem to go into them while speaking with you. I suspect she would come across as too liberal, and that would turn people off.
Well, it sounds to me like she's with you on abortion.
Well, I will certainly agree with people on that issue and disagree with others.
I bet you she's with you on LGBTQ.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Oh, you really? Are you anti-LGBTQ?
Well, that's a whole other topic, Scott.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you seem to be okay with what Anthony was doing with drag shows and all that.
I was. I said.
You said you've been to a drag show.
I had no specific comments, but I commended him on doing something.
Well, let me ask you this: Are you
innovative and a bit edgy, especially in Marion?
Gay marriage came from Ohio. Too. Are you for or against gay marriage?
I'm definitely for it.
Well, I think that's an Amy Acton issue.
I would say we probably agree on that, yes.
Yeah. So social issues, you seem to be with her.
I wouldn't say just because of one...
That's two.
...particular point. No. I would say that's a generalization.
Well, what are you against? Let me put it that way.
Am I against?
Yeah. Forget...
Men playing women's sports?
I don't know that she's for that.
I don't know either.
So, give me something you know she's for that you are against.
I don't know a lot of her. Well, she's certainly in favor of masks and believing that COVID was a pandemic.
We're putting that aside.
Well, the problem, Scott, is that businesses were forced to close. They never recovered. I have PTSD. I have mental issues that are exacerbated by COVID, as I think almost everybody has. They seem to have affected me more because I'm so disgusted by it. But that's kind of how I am. I'm intense about a lot of things, as you know.
Well, that's okay.
Do I blame her for that? Well, she's not the only person to blame, but she certainly is part of the blame.
Well, there's nothing wrong. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. All I'm saying is I think it's interesting that for something that's not going on, that this seems to be a lot of people's biggest issue with her. You know, all the criticisms that I see of her, nobody's criticizing her policies. Now, they are certainly criticizing...
The problem is that the COVID has scarred the world, and certainly Ohio.
I don't know that that's true, though, Adam. I don't know. I don't think she'd be doing that well in the polls if that were true, and I don't think she would have broken the fundraising in the Democratic Party, period, in Ohio if that were true.
I'm not the only person.
No, I don't think you're the only person.
You know, I have my opinion about her, and I'm sure people know, but in case they don't, I gave it.
Well, I appreciate it, Adam, and we'll see what she has to say on it.
I'll call Amy Quackton to her face.
Well, I'm sure that security will take you out, but that's okay.
Well, I'm not saying I have no interest in meeting her, but if I did, well, it's just a word. She's welcome to make up a nickname for me. I don't care.
I guess my point is that you don't want to meet her. She doesn't want to meet you. This is an issue for you. That's okay. All I'm saying is there's obviously something going on there when you show up even in the polls for the first time. A Democrat has done that for governor in many years. And also, you break the fundraising record that was set.
It is surprising. You know, but politics always has surprises. Did you really think Donald Trump would be president of the United States? He'd win, he'd lose, and come back and win?
Oh, I didn't doubt it. It certainly wasn't an impossibility.
Well, theoretically, you could be president. But I don't think that's going to happen either. You'd actually be a pretty good president. You're well-spoken.
Yeah, but I mean, did I come in that night saying Donald Trump can't win? No. I mean, there's always a chance he could win.
of course, there are always surprises. If politics wouldn't be as fun if there weren't surprises, would it?
Right, but I mean, there certainly have been bigger long shots than him.
Oh, of course.
All right. Well, I appreciate your opinion, Adam, and if anything else hits your mind, give us a call back in.
Okay, anything you guys want to ask me?
I think we're good on that.
Have I spewed forth enough words for today?
Well, I don't know. If something else hits you interesting, let us call back in. Let us know.
Okay, boys. Well, I'll be listening. You have a lovely show.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, well, case in point there. As I said, very strong emotions about Amy Acton. One way or another, and she has broken the fundraising record. That is true. And for the Democratic Party in Ohio for governor, that was set by Ted Strickland years ago. And she is showing up even in the polls, and you can criticize the polls, that's fine. But something is going on there. Now, this may be downturn from other things going on in the country, but it's certainly interesting.
I just can't fathom his name being a problem.
You're going to find that out. He will not win the rural states by the amount that Mike DeWine won them.
All because of his name.
Yeah. A lot of people don't follow politics that closely. And when you look at a name like Vivek Ramaswamy, that's going to be a problem for, I hate to say it, I wish it wasn't. But it is.
Why?
For the same reason.
He was born in the United States. The man ran for president. You have to be born in the United States to run for president. I guess he's a second immigration. His parents.
Do you realize? Okay, let me ask you about the people who believe they're eating cats and dogs in Springfield. You know, people in Springfield will vote.
Hey, I was in Springfield the other day, by the way.
Okay, well, did you see a bunch of you see any dogs and cats?
No.
Well, it's because they ate them all, apparently.
Well, I didn't see any. I didn't see any, like, you know, any. I didn't see anybody eating dogs and cats.
No, but
either,
I'm saying that people will believe things like that in this state. So yes, Vivek Ramaswamy's got a problem.
What? How does I don't understand.
You say, well, he's born in this country, and it, like that's a given. Like everybody's just going to believe that because that's logical. We believed in this state that people were eating cats and dogs in the last presidential election. We had to do shows and shows and shows on this. That's Ohio politics.
So they're just going to believe that he's not an American?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll believe. I don't understand. I didn't understand the cats and dogs thing. I'm not saying I understand it. I just understand what it is. I understand it's there.
I don't know. I mean, I think that should Donald Trump have a solid base by the time the election rolls around, I think that Vivek Ramaswamy, I mean, I don't know that he'll win, but I'm sure he'll do fine.
We'll see. It's interesting. Tomorrow are the No Kings rallies. So one will be going on again here in Marion, down at the courthouse, 12 to 2. But Speaker Mike Johnson was asked about this. You think he'd have other things to do right now?
Oh, I probably have the same quote.
Yeah, interesting quote. The Hate America rally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is he so angry?
Well, I mean, it's a protest against, well, I guess the Republicans at this point. But also, one second, I gotta pull it up. He also said that it would draw the pro-Hamas wing and the Antifa people.
Yeah. Okay.
I just, you know.
Will it?
No, I mean, I don't know, they're trying to make it sound like some kind of extremist rally or something.
Well, I would think that if you were the member of a party that just had 250 racial, anti-Semitic remarks released by your Young Republican group, that you probably should not be giving lectures on things like this.
But that's not like, were they in the group chat?
No.
All right, well, I mean,
but are they at the No Kings rally? Have they seen these people? Does he really believe it's the Hate America rally? Is that what he really believes?
No.
He lied.
Probably. I
really think Mike Johnson believes that.
Oh, well, no. I'm saying that he probably lied.
Okay. So what's the difference?
Between
not being in the group chat and just making it up. Making up what you're saying because you... Clearly, he's frightened by these rallies.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you don't bring up something that doesn't bother you.
Do you think protests are effective?
I think these are starting to be. I've never seen a series of continual protests like this that seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger and seem to get under these Republican skin more and more and more as we get closer to those midterms. That's why he's upset. The government shut down. The Republicans and all the polls are taking the brunt of this, and they've got midterms coming up in a year.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's really winning or losing.
Oh, I do think the Republicans are losing. They're just making it up. They're being completely dishonest in why they're saying the government is shut down. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene has turned on them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine if the Democrats are being dishonest in it. I haven't heard them be dishonest yet.
I think if you looked at some kind of poll and who's to blame, I think that it's about probably equal.
I don't think so. Why do you think he's so upset?
Who?
You see Chuck Schumer out there saying, let's open the government. Our party's taking a whooping here. We need to start opening up this government. No, Chuck Schumer's saying we're not opening this thing back up. Mike Johnson said obstructionist, the Hate America Party. He goes on the talk shows and says this is about illegals getting medical attention. That's not true at all. So who do you think's in more trouble?
Well, in my opinion or like...
Well, again, it...
Or, like in general.
What makes you have to lie about the whole thing? Well, if you're winning the argument...
Typically, if you have to lie, you... Well, I mean, if you have to lie, you don't like what the truth is. I mean, that's usually what it is.
Well, why...
You think the truth is going to get you in trouble.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, there's no other reason to
lie. But you think everybody believes Mike Johnson?
I think a lot of people believe Mike Johnson.
I don't. I think this man's credibility is so far in the toilet that
I don't. I think Trump's credibility is so far, and people still take what he says as the gospel.
Oh, I don't know that they do. See, I'm interested to see these elections. There's something I was thinking tonight. There's something wrong. We're still acting like it's last election time. A lot of stuff has happened. Been a long 12 months, but a lot of stuff has happened. And
oh God, only a year.
these protests are a sign of something. The fact that the Democrats can shut the government down and they're not taking a brunt. Usually it's the party that shuts it down that takes the brunt, and they're not. There's something there. There's also something about the fact that, you know, why is Amy Acton breaking the fundraising records? Why her? Why is she the one? Why couldn't Nan Whaley do it? Why couldn't Rich Cordray do it? Why couldn't people with deep ties in the Democratic Party do it? Something strange about that. There's things going on that are odd. And I think we're going to see some of it. Why are Democrats winning a lot of these special elections?
I will say I was looking at the polls earlier, and I think it was Bowling Green. I could be wrong. Anyways, I was looking at college polls, and they pulled Amy Acton versus Vivek. Amy Acton versus, well, I guess they did Amy Acton versus Vivek. They did Tim Ryan versus Vivek, and then they did Amy Acton versus Tim Ryan for the Democratic primary. And Amy Acton wins against Tim Ryan, but you know it's you know, like give or take 3 points between Vivek and...
See? That's what I'm saying. Now think about that. Think about the reality of that. That Amy has not really spent much. Amy hadn't done a whole lot.
Well, Tim Ryan's also not even in the race yet, though.
No. I'm talking about the main election.
Oh.
I'm talking that Vivek has run the Trump ads. He's run everybody off in the Republican Party. He essentially doesn't have to run a campaign now. The Republican Party folded up under him. No primary. Dave Yost took a hike. Heather Hill, that whole situation was what it was. And he still is. We know he's supported by Trump. We know in those polls the Republicans are all for him, that are going to be for him. Where is he going to garner other support from? Where is his big support going to come from?
Like the same people as last time, I suppose.
So that number right there, that puts him neck and neck with her. But she has not really been out there campaigning a whole lot. She has not went through a primary that she might have to go through. She has not, I don't know. I think that's a telling sign. This man's got to be at the height of his popularity. He can only become unpopular. What's he going to do?
I mean, I don't know. Amy Acton could always do something unpopular.
Yeah?
And in which case it would, by proxy, make him better.
Yeah, but that's just an argumentative point. I'm saying she is not at the height of her popularity. He is. She doesn't have all her endorsements sewed up. There's a lot of people in the Democratic Party holding out to figure out if there's going to be a primary or
not. I think the fact that he got all these endorsements so soon is a problem. Because I think that by the time the election actually rolls around, everybody's going to forget who endorsed him.
But he had to do that to knock those other people out of the primary. So he used all his capital. That's what I'm saying. He's got a lot of problems. The Democratic Party hasn't even endorsed her yet.
Well, that's because there might be a primary.
Right. Well, the Republican Party's already endorsed him.
Well, it's because they decided they didn't want to have a primary, I guess.
Again, a problem. And who else is going to be on the ticket? I think that's going to be very important as well. Sherrod Brown versus Husted, again, which is another big point in this race. The same people voting. You know, do you think Sherrod Brown's going to lose to Husted?
I mean, probably not. I don't see it being likely.
Do you think a Sherrod Brown voter is going to be a Vivek Ramaswamy voter? Highly unlikely.
You never know.
No, you find me one person who's pro Sherrod Brown and pro Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'll be shocked.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's one person.
Those two
out
don't
there.
Agree on anything.
I'm sure there's somebody who's like, man, you know, I'm a big fan of Sherrod. They're going to vote for Sherrod, but then also at the same time,
again, there's not a percentage point that's going to represent that. So again, if Sherrod Brown turns out the vote, Amy Acton is probably going to benefit from that, even if people don't like her a whole lot. Again, it's the same factor in the at-large race here locally. More than likely, Scott Kreider is going to get a seat because you've got three Republicans and one Democrat. So the Democrats are all going to vote for the Democrat, not because they love Scott Kreider, because it's their only choice. The Republicans are going to vote for the Republican they like the best.
You could always not vote or vote for a Republican.
But you're acting like these are big statistics, like it's going to be 10%. Would you nothing that's going to impact the election. But on the flip side, there is... What do you think they're going to do? Sherrod Brown, but I'm just going to leave that gubernatorial thing blank. No, that's not going to happen in big numbers. So again, that benefits her, and she knows it.
I don't. I mean, she hasn't done.
What don't you know?
What has she done? I
don't think she has to do anything at this point.
She did an interview with us, and I think she's done maybe some like events.
Okay.
But besides that, I don't. I think she did like a
what's
like
her
one
problem?
Talk show.
Yeah. What's her problem?
She's not. It's like she's not running a campaign. She just like filed for governor and then or filed to run for governor.
We'll see.
And didn't do anything. I mean, I guess the
what's Vivek doing right now?
Vivek was running ads like 6 months ago.
And why did he do that? He was running a primary. Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I'm not saying she's going to win, but I'm saying if you look at this race and you look at the way it's set up and you look at the way things have fallen into place, it certainly does benefit her the way it's set up. Because I can certainly see people who would vote for John Husted who would not vote for Vivek Ramaswamy. Again, that's the DeWine Ramaswamy Trump breakaway.
That's a me thing, I guess. But I could not vote for Husted.
Okay.
That's just a me thing.
You could vote for Ramaswamy.
Well, no, I mean...
Well, there you go. So that cancels one side out for you.
I think Vivek Ramaswamy is a Trump shill.
Okay. So
I think that Husted has the first energy thing under his belt, and I don't think I want...
So could you vote for Sherrod Brown?
I guess. I mean, Sherrod Brown doesn't have any... he doesn't have any scandals under his belt.
Could you vote for Amy Acton?
I'm sure I could.
Well, there you go.
I just don't know. I just don't know that I will.
Why? What are you going to do with that? Write somebody in?
I guess. Yeah, I could always write in Frank LaRose.
So one of those doesn't count votes again.
I could always write in Frank LaRose.
No, you just proved the point, though. There's going to be a problem with the Husted Ramaswamy connection. It's not there.
Well, I don't like either of them. It's not like I like one but not the other.
No, but they are not the same. If you are a Ramaswamy fan, it doesn't mean you're a Husted fan. If you're a Husted fan, it doesn't mean you're a Ramaswamy fan. Sherrod Brown and Amy Acton...
Ramaswamy's also an interesting kind of person. Because he's a big fan of immigration, which is interesting.
That might also be a problem for him.
I mean, unless I have that wrong some way. I mean, he wants to, I think it's the, like, H-1BC visa or something like that. Like a work release visa, pretty much. He's a big fan of those, the work visas.
Do you think DeWine will endorse him? I don't think he will. Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, it may be. I doubt it, though. I mean, and maybe if DeWine, is going to run for something and feels he needs somebody's endorsement at some point or another, maybe. But I don't see it happening. I mean...
What I see happening is us going to break.
He was trying to get Trussell into the race.
That's right. Get some cheese dip. We'll come back right after this.
In handy, too, with that electricity, if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you... Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true?